You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach talking Philadelphia Phillies with MLB.com's Phillies beat reporter, Todd Zielecki. Todd, we've reached the midpoint, and so it's time for a little first half review and second half look ahead. I don't exactly know how to answer this question about the Phillies, but because the first question we have here is just kind of, is this first half good news or bad news? But it's kind of hard to see good news in here. So overall, just kind of how, I guess the good news or bad news is organizationally. Is this organization in better shape than it was 3 or 4 months ago?
Well, I would say yes, in the sense that the minor league guys and the farm system seems to be stronger than it was last year at this point and going into the season, because you're getting some answers now on some of the draft picks from the past couple of years, and the results have been encouraging. You're getting some positive results from some of the international signings. That's been encouraging, and so you know it doesn't necessarily translate to success for the 2015 Phillies, but for a rebuilding organization that's thinking, hey, 2017, 18, 19, and beyond, there are some things, I guess, to get excited about. So overall, I think things seem to be moving in the right direction. It's going to take a while to see those things, those successes translate to big league level, but, they're going to sign this Dominican outfielder very soon. I think his name Jalen Ortiz, 16-year-old power hitting slugger, $4.2 million deal. I mean, they're really super excited about him. So there are some things to get excited about.
Excuse me. I think it's fair to say that even within the organization, there weren't really high expectations of this being a contending team. But I think it's also fair to say that internally, they probably didn't expect the results to be this rough. They didn't expect to be on pace to be a 54 and 108 team. So what's the biggest reason that they haven't at least been more competitive like I think they would have expected?
Well, I think the biggest thing is the rotation. The rotation has really struggled a lot more than they thought. You know, they were hoping, kind of keeping their fingers crossed, that they would have Cliff Lee this year. At least for the first half of the season. Obviously, that did not work out. They were hoping that Jerome Williams could kind of be competent in the sense of, a 4, 4.5 ERA. He was about 6.5 before he landed on the disabled list. Aaron Harang was pitching pretty well until he went on the DL and had some rough starts right before that. But the rotation has really, really killed him in a lot of ways. A lot of guys with ERAs over 6, not being able to pitch into the 6th inning, that's really taxed the bullpen. So now interim manager Pete McCannon is sitting there. He's leaving guys starting pitchers in longer than he normally would because these pitchers are all, it seems like they're pitching 2 innings every time they go out. So I think that's really hurt because while the offense struggled earlier in the season, they've really actually the last month have actually hit the ball pretty well, and they were like 8th in the league in scoring, 8th in baseball in scoring over the last 3 weeks, but they've only won like 5 or 6 games because the starting pitching has kind of buried them.
Let's look on the bright side for a minute. What's the single biggest pleasant surprise of the 2015 Phillies?
I'd say Michael Franco, and I say that because there's been so many guys that have been coming up through the system that the Phillies have been hoping would hit. And not that he's proven himself and he's out of the woods by any means, but Michael Franco came up and he's really handled himself quite nicely. The Phillies have been desperate for a number 3 hitter, and he's been that for them. And I don't think it's any coincidence that the offense has started to kind of tick upwards since he kind of got comfortable at the plate and started playing and playing well. So I would say he's the most pleasant surprise.
And in the other direction, what's the biggest negative surprise for this club?
I would say probably Chase Utley in a lot of ways. Not that they were expecting great things from him, but the fact that he struggled so much and, just to see him struggle as much as he did. I think deep down they were hoping he would kind of have a good season and they'd be able to flip him to a contending team like they did to Jimmy Rollins in the off season. But those plans seem to be pretty much shot at this point. And it's kind of in terms of disappointments, I think it's just disappointing to see this kind of iconic Phillies player possibly finish his Phillies career the way he's finishing it right now.
As we look ahead to the second half, what's one main storyline to watch with this team?
I think the biggest storyline to watch, if we're going to go like an overarching type of storyline, I think it would be the continued development of the young players. I think if we were going to get specific, I would say, let's see what Aaron Nola can do in the second half. I think Aaron Nola is going to get called up sometime before the end of the month. After the break and the end of the month, you'll see Aaron Nola pitching for the Phillies. Everybody's really excited about him. So it's going to be interesting to see what he can do up here against big league hitting. Now, nobody expects him to be the replacement for Cole Hamels. Most scouts all say he's going to be a number three type of guy, but they need a number three type of guy, a guy that can pitch six and two-thirds, eight innings on occasion. But overall, to see Franco, Freddie Galvis, Cesar Hernandez continue to play well, to see maybe something more from Cody Ashe, to see something at all from Dominic Brown. Those are the types of storylines I think people need to watch for in the second half.
This may be the hardest question of all for you. What's one transaction, one move that this team needs to make between now and the end of the year?
I think that they have got to trade Cole Hamels. And I guess you could throw Jonathan Papelbon in there, but Ruben Amaro Jr. Said recently that, hey, we're trying, we've had some internal discussions about when's the best time to trade him, hinting that maybe it might not happen until the off season. Personally, I think that might be a little bit of posturing on his part to kind of tell teams that we're not going to cave in and give in to your demands. But I think it's time to move on. You've had these guys kind of dangling out there for over a year now. Cole Hamels, strike while the iron is hot, get what you can for him, and then, kind of move on from this.
And now get out your crystal ball. Unfortunately, I think we know the answer broadly in the standings, but how does this team finish the year? What are we talking about when we talk about the end of the 2015 Philly season?
Well, win-losses, it's hard to say. Certainly they're on pace to lose well over 100 games, but I think if you're a Phillies fan and you're trying to find something to look for to kind of sit down when you're watching a game at night and kind of enjoy yourself, I think what you're hoping to see is, hey, wow, Michael Franco is actually, he really kept up that pace throughout from the time he got called up to the end of the season. And boy, Cesar Hernandez, he really hasn't cooled off much offensively. And, Freddie Galvis looks like he could be a player, Cody Ashe, boy, he really seemed to come on in the second half of the season. I think those are things. Those are the, if they can keep going, that would be a positive. But, and really that's all you had to look for at this point is to see how these young players do and how this rebuilding process continues to go.
All right. Well, Todd Zielecki, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras. And thanks, everybody, for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.